A lot of people think setting boundaries has to do with communicating, being manipulative, being rude to people, shutting people out, and protecting yourself at all costs. But boundaries aren't really something that you have to force on others. It's something that you decide within yourself. And how you are able to communicate these boundaries is usually through the way that you present yourself. So why do certain people receive better treatment and receive more respect than others? The reason isn't because they're better than you. It's because they know who they are and they value themselves and they show up in that way. So they don't necessarily have to communicate what their boundaries are. They just walk in their worth and walk in their boundaries. So other people already know not to cross certain boundaries and not to push past certain limits, or else they're not going to have access to this person anymore. So you need to position yourself in a way to where you understand what your boundaries are and you're creating them from the inside out. People will not respect your boundaries because you don't respect your boundaries. So if you're constantly telling yourself that you're going to do something, but you don't do it, you're lying to yourself. So if you're willing to lie to yourself, other people are going to lie to you as well. Being able to hold yourself accountable for what you tell yourself and what you want out of life, that is the first step into actually having boundaries. It's not about telling people, hey, if you do this, you can't be my friend. You actually will never really need to communicate these things because people won't even go there with you. They're gonna automatically know not to cross that line with you because of the way you present yourself. It's the same reason why certain men will treat certain women one way and then they'll treat other women a different way. And you think, oh, it's because she's better than her. No, it's because she was walking and presenting herself in a way to where he could sense, hey, I can't play with this girl like that. I can't treat her how I treated my ex because she would just walk away. She wouldn't even give me the attention or the time of day. It's the same reason why at a workplace, there's always that one person that the boss asks to stay later or to do the things that no one else wants to do. It's because they can sense that that person doesn't have their own boundaries set within themselves. And so they're probably going to agree to things and accept things that other people may not accept. If the boss asks someone else to do it, they would say no, or they may even quit because they're not going to deal with that, right? But they know that this one person who doesn't really have that self-worth is going to be willing to put up with certain things. Now, apart from having confidence within yourself and knowing that you are worthy to have respect and you are worthy to get what you want, you also have to be willing to detach from how others see you. So the thing about someone with firm boundaries and healthy boundaries within themselves is that they're not scared to be the bad guy. They're not scared to have other people think that they're rude or mean. The problem with someone who doesn't have these healthy boundaries is that they care more what other people think than what they think. So a people pleaser or someone with no boundaries cares more about disappointing someone else than disappointing themselves. So this is the type of person that if they tell themselves, I'm going to go to the gym, they're willing to lie to themselves. They're willing to say, oh, it's not a big deal if I break promises to myself because I don't matter. But if they made that same promise to their friends, they would more likely follow through because they value their friends' feelings more than their own feelings. They value the other person more than themselves because they're willing to break promises with themselves, but they're less likely to break promises with others. So when you have firm boundaries, it's not that everyone's gonna hate you. Actually, people will respect you more and they'll feel more comfortable around you because when someone doesn't have firm boundaries, they don't have self-respect. You can almost tell one for one, if someone doesn't have boundaries, it's because they don't respect themselves. Because anyone that respects themselves and has that confidence has those boundaries and doesn't necessarily need to beg people to treat them well. Because if someone doesn't treat them well, they don't exist to them. Like if someone disrespects me, first of all, they can't, right? Because in order to be able to hurt my feelings or be able to disrespect me, I have to care about what you think. So no one really has that power over me. The only person that has that power over me is myself. When I see something that I'm doing that I don't like, or if I don't follow through on something that I told myself, that hurts me more than if I hurt someone else's feelings, or if I don't follow through on plans with someone else. I'm not living my life for other people. I'm living my life for myself. And when you're living in that way, people actually want to be around you more. Because being friends with someone who is a people pleaser and has no boundaries is actually really stressful. You never know where you stand, because someone that doesn't love themselves can't actually love other people or respect other people. They use others to validate themselves so that way they can feel better about not caring about themselves. So it's almost like a really confusing thing, because someone with no boundaries doesn't have that respect for themselves, but they also don't really truly have that love for others because they're not capable of having that love for others. You cannot experience love with someone else if you can't experience it within yourself. The biggest block for people pleasers is thinking that telling people no is rude. It's not. You don't need to be disrespectful to others in order to have healthy boundaries. You don't have to treat others badly or cut them off or ignore them or make them feel less worthy, but you can still choose yourself first, and you can still make sure that other people aren't thinking that they can just walk all over you. Now, like I said before, this usually isn't something that needs to be communicated. Usually you'll be able to tell if someone has healthy boundaries and if someone loves themselves based off of their life. So is this person doing the things that they say they want to be doing? If someone is constantly talking about having goals, but they're not taking actions towards their goals, then chances are they also have people-pleasing tendencies in their relationships. They also have unhealthy boundaries with people because they can't even have those boundaries within themselves. So if someone is constantly complaining about their life and they don't take any steps to change it, then chances are they don't have those healthy boundaries and they don't have that self-respect. So you can pretty much tell if someone has boundaries or not based off their outcomes in life. What are they talking about? How are they talking about it? And then what actions are they taking? Another way to tell if you don't have that self-respect and those healthy boundaries is if you react very negatively. So the problem with people pleasers is that they'll please others until it hits a certain breaking point to where they explode, and then they become very resentful or very violent or very disrespectful. So these are the types of people that don't really have emotional control. And what you don't realize is that when you are a people pleaser, people will take advantage of you because they can. So if you are constantly saying yes to everything and you're constantly being nice to everyone else at your own expense, people can pick up on that and they use you to get the things that they want because they know that, hey, this person doesn't really respect themselves. If it's not me, it'll be someone else using them. Because in every relationship that they have, they're always sacrificing themselves for others. Now, as a people pleaser, you will probably try to blame the person that's taking advantage of you and say, oh, why did they take advantage of me? This was so wrong. Why did they do this to me? But you can't really blame them for taking what was available to them. It's like you're walking down the street and you throw a $100 bill on the floor, and then you walk away and you stay watching, and then someone comes along and picks it up and you're like, hey, you thief, why are you trying to steal my money? You should have taken that money and taken it to the police station and reported that that money was missing, because how dare you? That's so wrong. Babe, I hate to break it to you, but you left it on the floor. You can't expect people to go out of their way to accommodate you. You can't expect people to not just take the easiest option, right? The easiest option is to just take what someone gives you, right? It's laid out on the floor. It's really easy to take. Just take it, right? That is most human nature. So if you are expecting someone to go out of their way to try to please you when you don't even respect yourself, I hate to break it to you, it's never gonna happen. Instead, you as the person who has the money needs to watch out for your money, take care of your money, make sure you don't leave your money lying around, right? Think of the money as your energy. You don't want to just give out your energy freely. You don't want to just leave out your energy on the floor for anyone else to take. You want to be careful with your energy, and you want to give your energy to things that you feel are valuable, right? Just like how you give your money for things that you want, you buy things with your money. Well, you buy things with your energy too. You buy relationships with your energy. You buy lots of things with your energy. And you want to make sure that you're getting what you want to get out of it. So setting healthy boundaries is not about telling someone something in a certain way or using certain language to communicate with them. Yes, there are absolutely certain ways that you can communicate that will make it easier for the other person to accept your boundaries, right? Typically, this is done when you're already in a relationship, whether this is a romantic relationship or a friendship or a work relationship. When there's already that mutual respect, then there can be that communication of saying, oh, okay, this specifically is a boundary for me, or I only respond during business hours, right? That's a common boundary that people that have jobs typically don't have, is that they don't have boundaries around where their coworkers or their bosses can reach out to them. And instead of saying, hey, don't text me outside of work hours, just don't answer. You understand? That's the difference between having boundaries and then trying to beg for respect. So when you have boundaries, you just embody them. You live by them and you don't feel bad for having them. When you don't actually have boundaries, but you want to force someone to accommodate you, you'll say, oh, this is my boundary. Oh, don't do this. Oh, I don't like it when people do this. Why do you have to say all that? Right? If this is a type of job where if you literally don't answer, then they're going to fire you, then probably answer. You know, maybe it's something that you should do, but most of the time it's not that urgent. And you're just making yourself available because you think that you have to, but you don't actually have to, right? If someone messages you outside of work hours, it is not required that you answer, because that is not when you're getting paid to work, correct? So if the next day you go to work and they say, oh, well, why didn't you text me back? You can say, oh, you texted me? I didn't realize. I usually don't have my phone on when I'm at home because I'm with my family, or I was cooking dinner, or I was working out, and I don't usually have my text notifications on. I didn't realize that we were still working. Is there something I need to know? Right? That way you position yourself to where other people know, okay, this is not the person that I'm gonna bother outside of work hours unless it's an emergency, because they're probably not gonna answer. It's the same thing with relationships. If a man reaches out to you at 11 o'clock at night to text you, and he wants to FaceTime you, and he wants to do all sorts of things on FaceTime, or he wants you to come over, you just don't answer. And then when he texts you the next day, or you can text him back the next day and say, oh, I missed your call. Was there an emergency? Did something happen? Like, what's going on? I was in bed, or I was, you know, at dinner, or I was watching TV, or I don't really check my phone that late at night. You know, then they will know, oh, okay, this person is not the one to play with. If I want to talk to her, I need to reach out to her during normal human being hours and not in the middle of the night like a crazy person. But what most people do in this situation is they answer, they feed into the person that is breaking their boundary, and then they try to argue with the person as to why they didn't respect their boundary. They try to say, oh, how come you only call me at night? Babe, why did you answer the phone? If you were really the person that doesn't accept this kind of behavior, you wouldn't even answer the phone. Your phone would be on do not disturb. But the thing is, you don't have these healthy boundaries because you don't actually believe you deserve it. And you don't understand the identity behind having these boundaries. You see boundaries as like some superficial, surface level thing of how you communicate with someone and then waiting an hour to text them back. Like, those aren't boundaries. Those are just manipulation tactics. true boundaries come from your identity. It comes from who you are being, and that starts with your relationship with yourself. So if you're lying to yourself, if you're breaking promises to yourself, if you're not doing the things and not working towards the goals that you've set for yourself, chances are that's going to bleed into your relationships, and you're not going to be able to get the results that you want. You're not going to be able to actually feel like you have those healthy boundaries. You're gonna feel like you're on shaky ground, like you can't really stand tall. You're gonna feel like people can easily just break your boundaries and take advantage of you. And you're almost like trying to hide and protect yourself in hopes that no one will break your boundaries. Like, it's not a negotiation. You're not begging people to treat you right. You understand? Just like how you're not begging yourself to do the right thing, you either do it or you don't. There's no, oh, I tried to go to the gym. Oh, I tried to start my business. I tried to do this. It's not try. It's you either did it or you don't do it. There's a difference between succeeding and failing, right? Maybe you did it, but you failed. It didn't get the result that you wanted, but you still did it. You didn't try to do it. When you say words like that, when you use that kind of language, it's because you don't actually believe in yourself, and you're trying to give yourself that space to give up. You're trying to give yourself that space to stay where you currently are. So you use words like trying, hoping, wishing, instead of doing, creating, acting. Right? These are decisions that you need to make for yourself. I also want to give you a couple announcements. So for some of you who are already in the Rewired Play Shop, you'll already have heard about this, but I'm actually doing a free live on YouTube, and it's going to be like 2025, new year, new you. I'm going to chat about our goals for 2025, and you're going to have the opportunity to ask me questions and ask me advice. I'm basically going to talk about the mistakes that people make when they're setting their New Year's resolutions and they're working towards new goals, and how you can actually get the outcome that you want and not have the same thing happen that happens every year, where you set a goal and then you're really motivated, but then 2 months later, you're just back to the same way you were last year. So the thing with this live is that it's going to be free for the people that attend live. And then after that, the replay is going to be available in the Rewired Play Shop. So if you're not already in it, I suggest you sign up, because the Play Shop actually teaches you step by step how to reprogram your mind, how to overcome the limitations that have been holding you back. It teaches you how to work through those traumas and limiting beliefs that are sort of haunting you and keeping you stuck in that same story that's not getting you the outcomes that you want. And it's also going to teach you how to take those inspired actions in a way that's going to get you what you want, and in a way that's not going to make you feel burned out. So that's a great course to be a part of, to get like the step-by-step process that you can repeat every single time. If you're already in the course, I still suggest watching it again, because I launched that course a year ago, and the goals you had a year ago are probably different than the goals you have now. And every time you read something or watch something, you learn something different. So it may be a good idea to go and rewatch that before I do the 2025 New Year, New You live Play Shop, because then you'll have better questions to ask me, and you'll have kind of like already some knowledge and progress. So that way you can ask me real questions that are actually going to help you. If you're still watching, go ahead and drop a smiley face emoji in the comments. That's going to be our little secret way that we communicate with each other, so I know who's a real one and who's actually serious about their journey and watching the video till the end. So I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.